Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Gibbs Dube in Maryland, and this is Live Talk.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. this Friday, July the 23rd, 2021, where we're going to be discussing about the COVID-19 pandemic, the COVID-19 vaccination program, and other issues.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are focusing on COVID-19, the Olympic Games, and the deportation of Zimbabweans from London. This actually happened on Wednesday, and some people are already complaining that many people are expected to be deported back to Zimbabwe within the next few months.
And the Minister of Health in Zimbabwe, back to COVID-19, says as of July 22, which is yesterday, Zimbabwe had 93,421 COVID-19 positive cases in the country since March last year, including 61,723 recoveries and, unfortunately, 2,870 deaths. And the country to date has vaccinated 1.3 million people, and the number is still rising daily.
And according to the Minister of Health, 93,421 cases have been recorded in Zimbabwe since 2020. And out of this number, 61,723 people have actually recovered. And as Marvelous is saying, there have been vaccinations going on in the country, and 1,352,514 people have actually received their first doses, and then 664,587 people have received their second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. And actually, indications are that there are so many people that now want to be vaccinated, but the government at sometimes, sometimes has got this challenge in providing as many vaccines as possible. But President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government says they are vaccinating roughly about 40,000 people per day. But some critics are saying this may not be true.
And according to the ministry, as of yesterday, the new cases that the country has currently stands at 2,301 COVID-19 new cases. And yesterday, there were 61 deaths from COVID-19.
Yes, Marvelous, our correspondent Ezra Chisaspanda has been going around in Bulawayo interviewing people about COVID-19. So today, we went around again and actually interviewed this lady and many other people. Let's listen to the interview right now.
Cousin Ami Ogula. That was last week, but one. Sibelem 17. Afigan Din, what you now? Where's your plan? That was Wednesday. Rambalai, my doctors, Doctor Watena, Ule Uli COVID positive. I'm a CPR around my test by engineer. Then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Sunday night was cheer, but well,
Fetchy.
Yeah.
As long as they two.
First one chair of Saint Fetchy, so it was isn't it the other one you after 21 days.
Oh, yeah, you got such as two.
And so was Monday 12 Fetchy, two young one, but 21 days as a baby. So, Saka Passan, Mother,
okay.
The other one, Muganwami, Wawi Doctor, Doctor Maj, Salara Pablawa, Salara Pablawa, for Robert Mugabe. Robert Mugabe, Robert Mugabe, next to Com Oil, was in the Wamazi. But I'm a doctor's no matter who starts to appear at the Bobblaw, even everywhere in Zimbabwe. But what I'm saying, UPH was the one.
So, what was COVID food?
Yes, it was COVID. Better than in Sandy, then why? Probably so, but I'm a next of kin who cares, but he's no more.
What is it?
Yeah, my doctor's wife, I'm a nurse wife.
So sesaba even uhambe esibhedlela even kusithi ayisho corona tuhambe vele it's now tough. Especially mina I'm asthmatic. So ukuthi ngifike esibhedlela even ukuthi umntwana uyagula sengisaba. Siyahamba njani. Sesikhathi wakwangikhona nami sengisaba because angisakwazi.
Siwahlatshwa wena?
Hayi ngikahambi. Because the day ngisihamba bathi i-BP yami yayikhwelile and i-asthma yayikhwelile futhi kwakungayenzi. So ngahle ngathi mana yiyo ijana kuzawube right in hand. But I think we need to be explained exactly what is happening. Because ukuthi umuntu uhlatshiwe then agule omunye afe sesaba abantwana engisebesaba. Asiwazi ukuthi ngowe Delta yini vaccine yangkhona kumbe nge-corona leyana yokuqala nge-2 asisawazi. That's the challenge we have. So I think it's best for the government to educate us so that we know what we are doing. And I think they need to teach people about social distance. Because and putting on the face mask, I know it's tough, but people are not putting on a face mask.
That's
the challenge. So, Mama, that is Ezra Jesus Wanda speaking with one of the ladies in Bulawayo who actually lost a friend, in fact, two friends and a cousin. So she says that one of the cousins was actually vaccinated, but she's not quite sure whether she had received both vaccines, but she says apparently she died, you know, a few days after contracting COVID-19. And then she says people are no longer sure of what to do because it's unclear, you know, from the government side on what people should do, especially when it concerns, you know, relatives, friends, and others who have contracted COVID-19. So she says she has got asthma, and she says she now fears even going to hospital, she may have a problem. So that's where we are today, Marvelous. Kunjalo.
Apo tanga chiku njwa kutuwa kune mungwe mudzimai, angaru kuta ura iye kwa msoro peja, haka sangana nashu, mshure nekunge, ata ura iye kuti pane amadza ke, ne zakawani kwa zichishaika, kubwa kudenda ile COVID-19, na sikune hawa mashango kwa kufinga mchirongwa chedu, nasi pano pa chirongwa chedu, live talk, acha kiku kupa itu kubwa ku Washington DC, tutarisa isu kwa msoro te denda rechirwereche COVID-19, tutarisa shakare mamira kaita jinu, pamusoro penhomba yeCOVID-19. Totarisa zvakare zviri kuitika munyika apo takaona nezuro zvimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinosvika izvo 14 zvichidzorwa kubva kunyika yeBritain vakasvika muZimbabwe nezuro vakawanikwa ivo vachiendeswa kune imwe nzvimbo yavari kuchengetedzwa zvichinzi vachachengetedzwa kwe10 days kuitira kuti vapinde muquarantine yeCOVID-19. Zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvaifanira kudzokera kuZimbabwe zviri 50 asi pari zvino vakawanikwa vachidzokera i14 uyezve tiri kunzwa kuti chikonzero changa chiri chekuti vamwe vanga vasina mapepa ekugara muBritain uyezve vamwe vakadzorwa vakange vakapara mhosva kuBritain ikoko. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatange tiri kukurukura nemipo pano asi tisingakanganwe zvakare tichidzokera kunyaya yeuwandu hwevanhu vabatwa nedenda reCOVID-19 pari zvino. Tetarisa zvakare zviri kuitika kumaOlympics kuTokyo. Uko Zimbabwe yakatumira vatambi vashanu kumaOlympics ikoko, saka ndozvimwe zvatange tiri kutarisa. Asi basi rezveutano rinoti kubva muna March gore rapfuura pane vanhu 53,421,000 vakawanikwa vachibatwa iwo nedenda reCOVID-19 zvichisanganisira vanhu 61,723 vakawanikwa vachiri kunda uyezve pane vanhu 2,870 vakatisiya kubva kudenda iri reCOVID-19. Sekutaura kwatiri kuita iye zvinezvi, kana takuverenga mafiga yatinobva tarangarira mumwe wedu akatisiya Sandra Nyaira Svondo Rapfuura kubva kuchirwere ichochi cheCOVID-19. Totarira zvakare vakabayiwa nhomba dzeCOVID-19 munyika pari zvino basi rezveutano rinoti vasvika 1,352,514 people vabayiwa nhomba iyi yeCOVID-19. Totarisa kuti nezuro vanhu vakawanikwa ivo kana kuti kusvika nezuro vane manew cases zvinoreva kuti makesi aripo pari zvino ari pa2,301 uyezve vanhu vakashaya kusvika nezuro mareported deaths MC iwoyo 61 vanhu vakatisiya nezuro. kubva kudenda iri COVID-19. Saka ndozvinoza tange tiri kukurukura nezvazvo ipo pano pachirongwa chedu tichitarisa makwikwi eOlympics awanikwa achiparurwa nhasi paopening ceremony yaitwa iyo kuTokyo kuJapan nezvimwewo. Saka kuna avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidzai uyezve tichiti ngatiendere mberi nechirongwa chedu Gibbs.
Ye, kunjalo sivinimavela sikona kukhuluma kuti sikhuluma ngeCOVID-19 nokuti yenzani ke kule Zimbabwe kanye kula bantu abaningi ababhubhayo. Lokunye okutsheneyo sivili siyabona ukuthi abanye abantu sebesesaba lokuthi benzeni emhlabeni ngoba bakhanya ngazani bayatshiseka sivili ngakhona ukwenzakala kule Zimbabwe. So ke siyabona ke ezotshisa sibanda belokhu ekuqhubeka nje kobulawayo kukhuluma labantu ngeCOVID-19. Ukhulume logogo futhi ake siza ukuthi ugogo u-10 kuye.
Mama sithanda lapho wena ungubani?
Mina una pesi.
Na pesi. Uyathengisa la uthengisana.
Naya uthengisa etime lo ukuphathele.
Umkhuhlane we-COVID lo utosiqeda abantu abaningi. Uzwani lapho hlala khona?
Hayi ngathi sisibile sokungane iqiniso sibile hayi siyavuma sonke siyakubona. Abantu bayafa uzotha lapho ufile njengakithi elayinini yakithi enjule ku-8 nizotha ufile omunye asazi njalo ukuthi liqiniso ukuphela.
So wena kula hlobo esiseduze sesikutshila
hayi kuhlobo ngabi laso sesikushilo sokuzwa nje emasayidi
kodwa ngenxa sikhangeleke ye umthengisele hayi sebenza mina ngikhuluma lawo sebenza nxa sizwa ke wena usulokho zile yini sowahlatshwa yini lapho nje ubona uthengizimo
sowahlatshwa yakukhala yona le
sokusele sibili sibili wesibili ukhalela ukuthi yanini
After 28
days, I'm going to get answer. Yes, good one.
And
this is the answer. Yes, good one. Yes,
good
one. Yes, good one. Yes, good
one. Yes,
Sophie Naku, we have Bambala, Bambela, 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 Bambela,
Bambela, Bambela, Bambela,
Bambela, Bambela,
Bambela,
Bambela, Bambela,
Bambela,
Bambela,
Bambela, Bambela, Bambela,
Okay. Seven aba.
Abam. Two abam.
But bonke bakhangelele wena.
Bonke bakhangelele.
So lapha kumele ubone ukuthi uthengisile ukuze kuyetshetshwa ngkhaya.
Bonke uthengisile ukuthi badle isitshwala bathole ukugqoka bahambe esikolo ndo-form 5 plus okunye okubi. Udinga ukuncediswa sebenxa kulokuncedisekayo.
So wena njani ukhala ntangu 9 kunje ungatshela uzulu ofuna ukuncedisa hambe ofuna ukuthinta akuthinte nohambe akuthinte le namba zakho ngezalo lo munye uzabona la.
Hayi ngafuna ukuthintwa ku 0774197033 special emntwaneni wesikolo form 5.
Ibale kuhle inamba yakho ungagijima uze bayibambe
0774197033.
Okay, siyabonga kakhulu ma.
So that's the lady there, you know, selling different words, marvelous, and she is looking after 9 children. So she says she's the breadwinner, you know, and she does everything to make sure that life becomes normal for her and the kids. So she has been doing a lot in terms of, you know, catering for the kids during this COVID-19 crisis. And she says people are now recognizing or realizing that COVID-19 is a very serious disease and they're protecting themselves in whatever way they can. So she says she has had some people she has had many people complaining about, you know, access to vaccines and all those kind of things. But she's trying all means to make sure that everything is good for her and the kids, you know. And I think maybe you saw her there selling bread.
Mm.
She says, you know, people are buying, and this is the COVID period. If you get 2 cents, if you get 5 cents or whatever, it's better than nothing, you know, according to her.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa vamwe mudzimai vari kubulawayo vanga vari kutaura ivo pamusoro pebabasa vari kubata panguva ino yeCOVID-19 vachitiwo vari kuita basa rekutengesa chingwa asi vachitaurawo kuti ichokwadi denda iri rapfunya chisero imomo mubulawayo uyezve vazhinji vari kutya kuti vangangowanikwa vachibatwa nedenda irori
Yes, marvelous. As we are waiting for some of our guests right now, let's have another interview that Ezra did. This one is another very interesting one, you know, concerning what is happening in Bulawayo and other places in Zimbabwe. So let's listen to the interview that Ezra did. Now, you know, the most interesting part of this interview is that he is saying, you know, there are reports that vaccines kill. And, you know, he's really skeptical. And he says, of course, he was vaccinated at Renkini Country Bus Terminus. But she's not sure what is going to happen to him and other people who did the same. But doctors have been stressing that these vaccines don't kill anybody after 2 years or whatever year, you know? So maybe you can chip in there.
Yes, I think, you know, that's there's a lot of misconception about what the vaccine did. I was lucky enough to actually have a caller who called into Let's Talk Ngati Kurukurei, the program on VOA Shona that I do. And he was calling from South Africa and literally was saying that, you know, he was very disappointed with the way that people were circulating untrue or fake news on social media regarding vaccines, saying that, you know, he was on his way to get his vaccine in South Africa because he really wants to protect his family and also the people that he works with. Saka potanga tripunzwa kubva kune vamwe vanga vari kutaurawo vachiti vari kutya nyaya yekubaiwa vaccine nezvavanoona padande mutande zvinenge zvichiwanikwa izvo zvichitumirwa nevanhu. Asi sekuzviya kwamunoita, vana chiremba vari kukurudzira kuti nhomba idzi inhomba dzinobatsira masoja emuviri kuti munhu awanikwe iye achizokwanisa kurwisa denda iri recovid-19, uyezve vachikurudzira kuti vanhu dai varegedza kuwanikwa vachiteerera zvinobuda kana pamadande mutande nyanya zvinenge zviri kumawhatsapp group nekumwewo, ndo zvimwe zviri kuitika izvozvi panyaya yechirwere icho checovid-19. Ndaona Ezra abvunza baba ava kuti imi makamboona here kana kuziva mumwe munhu anorwara necovid-19. Ivo vakati ndakangonzwa. Saka vazhinji pari zvino tinoona kuti uwandu hwevanhu vaakubayiwa covid-19 unenge wachikwirei munyika, sezvo vaakuziva kuti panhingi pakashayika munhu uyezve akashaya necovid-19. Panhingi pakashaya pakawanikwa pane munhu ari kurwara uyezve ari kurwara necovid-19. I was just sharing there from the interview. I think I heard Ezra asking the gentleman that, do you know anyone who has died of COVID-19? And I think I heard him saying that he just heard about. I don't know if that's true.
Yes. Just heard.
Because why I'm saying that is I actually have a relative who is suffering from COVID right now. And when I called home and I was asking, like, you know, have you taken the vaccine? Do you, you know, how are you feeling? And they were like, they were very scared when they heard that Sandra Nyaira had done, because they had died, because they thought this disease, you know, like discriminates So he literally said, as soon as I'm feeling much better, I'm going to get the vaccine because I can tell now that this disease does not discriminate. It knows no color, it knows no creed, and it's better, like the doctors were saying earlier on, that it's better for you to be vaccinated so that your body can fight the disease when it gets there. It doesn't mean that it will prevent you from getting it, but it will protect you, that should you get it, you have better chances of not, you know, facing the demise in the end, or, you know, being hospitalized. Gives.
Yes, marvelous. Maybe let's turn to another issue. Now, this issue of deportations, I think everybody is talking about it, you know, in Zimbabwe, and it seems it's a very, very serious issue. Like, people are really questioning why the British government decided to actually deport some Zimbabweans. So the British government on Wednesday night actually deported 14 Zimbabwean nationals who were described by the Home Office in London as convicted foreign criminals, following what it said it was a historic landmark agreement between the two nations to send some Zimbabweans back home. So in a tweet, the Home Office said the deportees were sentenced to a combined total of over 75 years in prison for various crimes, including rape and murder. So the British government, marvelous, which has deported 7,985 foreign criminals from the UK since January 2019, says it wants to keep its communities safe from criminals. And indications are that the country is planning to deport at least 100 Zimbabweans per month, especially those that have committed serious crimes and failed asylum seekers. So those that were deported actually arrived on Thursday morning and were whisked away in two buses to a quarantine center in Zimbabwe's capital city, Harare. So, and according to attorneys representing some of the deportees, initially 50 Zimbabweans were supposed to be deported on Wednesday, but a number of lawyers intervened, resulting in court injunctions stopping or deferring their deportations in fear that they could be victimized in Zimbabwe by state security agents. And actually, Foreign Affairs Minister Frederick Shaba dismissed the victimization claims by political activists and attorneys representing some of the deportees, saying they won't be victimized by President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government. So there we are, marvelous. So the deportations are set to continue, and maybe about 100 people are going to be deported per month. So iko konoko ke kunjalo, marvelous.
Aiwa, imwe nyaya tichapinda nezvayo, inyaya yekudzurwa kumusha kwezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe. Zviri kunzi izvo pari zvino ndeavo vanga vasina mapepa, uyezve kune vamwe vakapara mhosva muZimbabwe. Kwanga paine vanhu 50 vanga vachifanira kudzoserwa kuZimbabwe nezuro, asi magweta avo vakazopindira munyaya idzodzo, pakazowanikwa paine vanhu 14 vakasvika nezuro muZimbabwe. Tikaona vachiwanikwa vachitorwa ivo vachiendeswa kunzvimbo yavari kunzi vari kuchengetedzwa kuitira kuti vaongororwe kuti vane COVID-19 here kana kuti kwete. Saka izvi ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pezvazvo, uyezve takaona vazhinji pasocial media, vazhinji vari kukurukura pamusoro penyaya iyoyi yatakaona ichibuda paZBC TV News nezuro online, tichiona vatori venhau vachitaura pamusoro pezvanga zviri kuitika kuHarare International Airport. Uyezve tikaona vamwe amai vanga vari pachiitiko ichochi vachitaura ivo vachiti vanga vari kuchema sezvo mwana wavo akadzoswa ari iye mwana anga ari kuchengeta mhuri. Ndo shanga chiri chichemo chavo kuti pari zvino vatorasikirwa nekuti mwana wavo akawanikwa achidzoswa pane vanhu ava vanga vakadzoka, ndiye anga ari kuchengeta mhuri yavo.
Yes, Mavela. So I spoke to Andrew Nyamayaro, who is one of the lawyers representing some of these deportees. Let's hear what he said about these deportations.
The agreement between the two countries is that every month, is it the figure, it should be either 150 or 100 every month, starting with people who have been convicted of crimes in the United Kingdom, and then ultimately coming to people that have breached immigration rules, who are not criminals necessarily, but who do not have a legal stay in the United Kingdom. Those people as well are going to be removed eventually. So it's going to be a monthly event for people that are in the United Kingdom. And we understand that for those who have gone home after they've been put in isolation. Some are saying that they might be given some cash to start up there, but that again is not confirmed. What we advise people who are still in the United Kingdom is for them to prepare their cases. If they've got nothing pending, they need to make applications, strong applications, challenge the Home Office, and if it need be, go to court.
So all this is happening at a time when some people are supposed to be deported. Do they have any source of income, you know, in terms of you guys representing them?
If someone is does not have legal status to remain in the United Kingdom, since 2012 or before, they cannot work, they cannot rent a house, they cannot open a bank account, they cannot drive, they cannot access the NHS or medical facilities. Effectively, the law is to make them destitute so that they will leave the country. So they do not have anything, most of them. That then forces people, some people, to work using false names or false alibis, or some are then, made to work for peanuts by other people. They, made to work illegally, not having any rights at all. So most of them might not have anything that they've gathered over the years that if they've been here. They will be broke and poor and, in a destitute situation. So it's unfortunate that they've gone that way. Some might not have built themselves back home. They might have whatever they left 20 years ago is what is there, or maybe it has been destroyed over the years.
And the Zimbabwean government is saying that they are not going to intimidate or, you know, do anything to these people that are going back home. Do you actually have anything to say about that?
We hope so, that there will be nothing that will happen to the retainees. That is just a hope that we have, and that is the undertaking that they've done to the UK government, and we hope people will be safe. But even for those people that have been returned to Zimbabwe, we are just now considering that post their deportation, is there something that can happen? We have had in very occasion events and occasions where people have continued to challenge their cases, and the Home Office has been ordered by the courts to bring back some individuals from their own countries. So I think it's now a time to brainstorm and reflect and see if anything like that can happen, and hopefully by then a resolution could have been found.
And the British Home Office is saying that, they've got all the legal rights to deport murderers, rapists, and people that break the law. Is that not the case for these Zimbabweans?
That's quite an important question that you've just asked. Every community, every country has got a right to live peacefully and to protect its citizens. And where someone commits an offense, then especially serious offenses, then that is against public policy and that is against public interest. But it's a balancing exercise of where someone has committed an offense. There's a lot of factors to consider. It could be the severity of the offense. It could be whether it's a first-time offense, a second-time offense. When did that person commit the offense? Some of the cases that where there is young people who came to the United Kingdom, maybe aged 10, 11, to join their parents. Unfortunately, they then joined bad friends, and they've been convicted of, say, drug cases, or maybe some people who, because of being destitute, were then to use false alibis or false documents to work, trying to make a living. And then there's some people who have got some serious offenses as well. So I think it's the balancing exercise. It's the proportionality of public interest versus individual interest, rather than to group everyone with and paint them with the same brush. One can also argue that if someone has been sent to prison, then that is also paying back to the community or to the society because they have saved their time. And in most occasions, when someone is in prison, they are rehabilitated. They do certain courses which might help them to survive post prison. So it's all a matter of trying to balance all those things. Not only is the issues of the convicted person important, some have got families. You have to consider the family, you have to consider the wife or husband and the children. They are going to live without one of the parents because they've been deported. The children are going to be affected socially, mentally, maybe economically, and so forth. So all those factors have to be taken into account.
So that is one of the lawyers, the Andrew Nyamayaro, is representing some of the Zimbabweans who are living in London and some of the people that have already been deported because of one reason or the other. So indications are that, more Zimbabweans are going to be deported, marvelous, and there is an outcry worldwide, right?
Yes, apotanga chikunzwa zvikutaurwa izvo ane mamwe magweta ari kumirira iwo zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvine zvakatarisirwa kunzi zvidzokere kumusha pamusoro pekuti havana magwaro ekugara munyika iyoyo uyezve vamwe vari kunzi ivo pari zvino vane yatingati mhosva dzavakapara imomo muBritain. Asi tanzwa apo kuti zvakakosha kune avo vasati vawanikwa ivo vachifanira kunge vachidzokera vachidzoserwa kuZimbabwe kana vari mudetention kuti vawanikwe vachitsvaga magweta angavabatsira nekuti pane mukana iwoyo wekuti magweta anogona kuwanikwa iwo achibatsira vamwe vakatarisana nekudzorerwa kuZimbabwe pari zvino. Asi nezuro takaona vanhu 14 vachidzoserwa kuZimbabwe uyezve tikaona amai vamwe vanga vari kuchema vachiti ivo mwana wavo akanga agara muBritain kwenguva ndefu uyezve ndiye anga ari kuvachengeta. Gibbs, I'm just telling the people that we did have, a report from our reporters on the ground talking about this Zimbabwean mother who was actually at the airport waiting to see her son who has been in the United Kingdom for a long time. And she, her biggest concern was that her son is the breadwinner. So now that he's back in Zimbabwe, she doesn't know what she's going to be doing.
Yes, and the lady is Anna Chikoko. Let's hear what she said about all this, because it is actually affecting her a lot.
It's a pain in my heart, just because it's somebody. It's my breadwinner. It's my breadwinner.
So you don't think it is right for him to come back home?
It's wrong. It's not good for me. It is not good for me forever.
Yeah, liyamuzwa lapha ke umama uthi hayi kona kokwenzakele emntwaneni wakhe asonto enhle into embi kakhulu ukuthi umntwana abiselwe khona ngapha-ke kweleZimbabwe. Kodwa sizwe njalo umnumzana Frederick Shaba oku-government okuhulumende yena obona ngokudlelana labanye amazwe esithi hhayi khonokho-ke ukuthi babiswe ekhaya akutho ukuthi bazathwaliswa nzima. Ake sizweni-ke uFrederick Shaba ekhuluma ngodwa
they want to send them back and we accept that it need to be quarantined for a period and then they can go to join their family.
Bazafakwa kwenye indawo lapha njalo kasoze sibenze
lutho unless an individual had a pending case which has not been finalized in Zimbabwe.
So there you are, marvelous. So that is Dr. Frederick Shaba, the foreign affairs minister, saying they are not going to victimize anyone unless if somebody has a pending crime or things like that, so that's that.
Actually, right now, Gibbs, as you saw me lowering my head, I'm speaking to someone who is in Tokyo, Japan, part of the Zimbabwe Olympic Committee team. I'm hoping that they can come on the program via phone so that they can just tell us about the opening ceremony and how many athletes Zimbabweans have. So that's Thabani Gonye, who's actually at the Olympic Village in Tokyo. So hopefully he will agree to come on via phone and we can perhaps ask him a few questions about the situation right now, because as you know, there's a big time difference between us and them.
Yes, the Tokyo Olympics actually began officially today with a scaled back but still celebratory opening ceremony. This was done at Tokyo Olympic Stadium, and about 900 dignitaries and other officials attended the event due to COVID-19. So there are few people as compared to previous events. So the theme of the for this year is United by Emotion. I think it says it all, And Zimbabwe has actually sent some of the athletes to Japan, and they include Donata Katai, who is one of the top swimmers in Zimbabwe, and she's doing wonders there because we are told that you know, she's really training very hard and thinking that maybe she can scoop a very big award. So we hope she's going to do that. And there are so many, you know, challenges, you know, faced by so many athletes, you know, in Zimbabwe in terms of training and all those kind of other things. But I hope to bring her here, you know, because she was interviewed by the Associated Press. So the moment everything comes in, then we'll actually bring her on board. But meanwhile, there is Elijah Nkala, who used to be a Zimbabwean athlete. He participated in the 1988 Seoul Games, that is in South Korea. And he has a lot to tell, you know, Marvelous, about the Olympic Games. So let's listen to one of the interviews done by Ezra Chisaspanda with him recently in Esikotini, where he lives. He's now a counselor, you know.
I used to compete in various competitions at school level without any cup. So 1985, when I was doing my Form 3, I had to compete in one of the biggest events at White Seat Stadium in Bulawayo, where I excelled. I did best over 200 meters and 400 meters. And then from there, Wanki Colliery Company coach, Mr. Preisendorf, he was interested in me, so they invited me to their club to join Wanki Colliery Company for the next coming years after schooling. So I became the one of the club member in Wanki Colliery. Then from there, in still in the same year, I competed in the, I was selected to go and compete to represent the country in Botswana in 1985. And then from there, I went to Egypt for All Africa Games. Still, I was doing Form 3 in 1985. So 1986, I went back to Botswana in Zone 6 Championships, where I excelled. I did well as well. I came first. And then I went to England for Commonwealth Games in Birmingham, but there we did not compete because of the apartheid in South Africa. We were told to come back home by the late President, Mr. Robert Mugabe. Then, 1987, I competed back again. I was in the track. I went to Kenya, Nairobi. I competed there in All Africa Games again. Then 1987, same year, I did my competitions in, nationally. I competed there. I used to come first over my events, 400 meters and 200 meters. And then in 1987, same year, we competed in Botswana again, Zone 6. It was the preparations for the next coming events for the Olympic Games. Unfortunately, I pulled my muscle, the hamstring. I have to lay out for the almost 5 months without competing. So the team for selection for the Olympic Games, it went for some competition in Botswana. So I was told to follow them with the injury. I went in Botswana and started. I competed in Botswana with the injury. I came first in over 400 meters. When I came first in 400 meters, my coach and the president of the, it was the Triple Z Zimbabwe Athletics Amateur Association, the president, it was Tony Warner. He was very much excited with my performance. Then from there, I was selected to go and represent the country in the Commonwealth Olympics Games in Seoul.
So Elijah Nkala went to the Olympic Games in Seoul. You know, he broke some of the national records before going to the Olympics. And, you know, it was during those times when there was Ben Johnson, Carl Lewis, and all those top athletes. So he was very impressed to see those two, especially, you know, their running skills and all those other things. But what really stunned him was those guys were training on their own with their bodyguards, trainers and others in a certain place where they would have many trainers, you know, and many kind of physiotherapists and health experts, and each person maybe had at least about 7 or so people around that person. And Elijah had only about 2 people around him. But he was a very happy man, you know. And now he's a counselor in Eswatini, and there's quite a lot to tell us, you know. So that's that marvelous.
Thank you. I have actually, you know, some good breaking news, because we have the president of the Zimbabwe Olympic Committee, Mr. Thabani Gonye, who's right here on the phone with me. So, Mr. Gonye, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Marvelous, for having me on your program. Thank you so much.
Can you just take us into the Tokyo Olympics? What happened today? We've been seeing pictures coming from there. Take us into the opening ceremony. How was it, and who was representing Zimbabwe?
Outstanding, Marvelous. I think the people of Tokyo really appreciate the gesture for having us come to these games. I think we owe the history of these games. Has been documented in terms of being unprecedented, what we have gone through as a world at large. To be here and they have the opening ceremony, are really celebrating the resilience of humankind, the coming together of humankind, the solidarity of humankind, to give athletes a dream. This is really, if you all really think about it, the games, being in the Olympic Games is a lifetime achievement. It is something, a dream that everybody who is competing wants to participate in. But just taking you through on today, it was a brilliant show in terms of just the opening ceremony. I think as you saw the pictures, it depicted, I think, really the culture of Japanese people, the history of the Olympic movement, and as I said, really the resilience of humankind to triumph over any adversity that we could have gone through. For me, it was outstanding, and I think I share this from the experience that I saw around my colleagues, the athletes. Really, I think, as I said, it was a brilliant show just to commence these games and get them started.
Can you tell us about Team Zimbabwe? Who is on Team Zimbabwe, and in which disciplines?
Yes, we have 5 athletes that will be representing Team Zimbabwe. We've got Peter Pastor O'Gilpin, who is a rower, a single scull. He started his competition this morning, and he should be competing again. He started yesterday, and he should be competing today. I think there is an issue about the times when I refer to the time and when somebody has participated at the event. And then we also have Vianne Donata. She was one of the flag bearers, the 17-year-old. She will be participating in swimming. We would also have Peter Pastor, Welter, will be also participating in swimming. We have Vincent, who is a golfer. I think he's one of the rank direct qualifiers. And then we have Ngoni Makusha, who should have arrived this morning here in Tokyo. He will be also taking part in athletics in the 100 meters. Those are the 5 athletes that will be representing Zimbabwe in this game.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Can I pose a question there? What are the chances of Zimbabwe, you know, taking 1 or 2 medals?
You know, we don't want to put pressure on this team. And I think you deliberately, I mentioned the age of one of our competitors. You know, we really want them to have fun, particularly with the stop and start in terms of their preparation for this game. They are a young team. We want to invest into them, give them the game experience, and then we look for them in the future. And I would say our focus here is to give them the opportunity, particularly the fact that they were able to get into this game and really rub shoulders with the top guns. In terms of our expectation is, as long as they give us their very best and give out and live out the dream, we'll be very happy. Anything that comes up after that, it would be a bonus. But for us, is we believe that they'll give us their very best, and for me, that's good enough. If we come up with anything beyond that, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm. What about the COVID-19 pandemic there?
We're just asking that from what you can see, how stringent is it when it comes to COVID-19? Because we've been seeing reports of some athletes that were tested positive. What process did our Zimbabwean athletes have to go through, and yourself?
Yes, to be in this game, there was a standard required protocols that we had to go through in terms of really being able to try and stay safe from your country of origin and from Zimbabwe. Prior to coming here, we were required to have to be involved in what we call OCHA, which is an app that we had to log in our activities, also try to get as much checks before you come. If you had any sort of symptoms, you had to register that. And then we just maybe 96 hours before coming here, you had to have a COVID test, a full test, which you would have a result. That was one of the requirements. You also had to have another test within 72 hours before coming here. That was also required. So if there was anything on you, then that would obviously be picked and you would not be able to come. And then on arrival here, you were also required to go through the same protocols, apart from also going through normal COVID test protocols of testing your temperature and all that, the sanitization. I mean, all these are things that we are living with. So in terms of the COVID cases, yes, that have been picked up here, you know, I don't believe it's anything new to society to accept that some of these things are things that we have to live with up to the time when this pandemic has been addressed. But I think the cases, so we thank God, so far we haven't had any cases amongst our athletes.
Okay, and when does Zimbabwe compete? Like, what is the schedule like for the athletes?
Well, as I said, that Peter was the first one to compete here in the morning of the opening ceremony. That is, as of yesterday, he was the first one to compete. I mean, I'm talking of Japanese time, which is 7 hours ahead of GMT, of Zimbabwean time. So he has already participated. He's got the second stage of his competition in the single scar. And then we would have Tonaka. I think she should be coming in next, which will be on the 25th. And then we would have Peter, who would be also coming in on the 27th. We would have Scott Vincent, who will start his participation on the 29th of July. And then we'll have Ngoni taking part on the 31st. All these, in terms of what stage they will go to, we only know when they're taking part in their first event. So that's really in terms of the events and the activities of our athletes.
Maybe if we can just go into our mother tongue, Shona, for the last part. I know you're getting ready to sleep, but Sivan Watabata, Totongo Kufunza, things go to Shuku Famba Seku, Japan, Kwamuruko, Zimbabwe, Ine Vatambi Vakawanda Se, Uyesheku, Furwa, Kemtambo, Wema Olympics, Eku Tokyo 2020, Wafamba Seinas.
And that in Indonesian, Nagundi Pamukan, which in the Tower in a regime in Zimbabwe. Nezvekuitika neteam Zimbabwe sezvandataura kuti tine vatambi vashanu vauya kuzomirira nyika yeZimbabwe ende vari vashanu kudaro nhasi zvaitika ndezvekuti kwaiti opening ceremony yandingati inini yafamba zvakanaka particularly tese tikatarisira zvaitika kumutambo uno weTokyo 2020 kuti wakapostponwa kubvira last year kuzouya kurino 2021. I think it's an experience, as I said, zviri kuitika ndezvekuti iCovid iri kwese kwese. Zvaitika nhasi ndezvekuti taona culture yemajapanese ichiratidzwa neopening ceremony, also nemavalues emaolympic values. Also achiratidzwa paopening ceremony nekupemberera resilience yehumankind kukunda chirwere ichi kuti tikwanise kuti maathletes edu aqualifier awanewo mukana wavo kuti vaite sei vakompite nevanhu vakabudirira mutambo wemaolympics. Saka zvese izvozvo zvaitika tikutarisirawo vedu kuti vataita sei. Peter Purcell ndiye akatanga kuti kupinda munhandare and then kuzoteera vamurese avo. Nhasi achatambawo kuti kusecond stage from the first round. Then tochizoona kuti vanosvika kupi. Tarisiro yedu ndekuti vatambi vedu vaite zvese zvavanogona ende tinotarisira kuti vachaisa effort yavo yese nezvavanazvo ende izvozvo tinenge tichitenda kana vawana izvozvo. Zvinenge zvazoitika kana vazoenda kumafinal kana kuti vazohwina charahwina tinenge tichizoibhona. Saka isusu tirikutotenda nekuti vakasvika kuno ende vachamirira nyika yeZimbabwe.
Aiwa, tinotenda. Mino kana muchigona ndevele nekuti mumwe wangu ari pano Gibbs Dube anotaura ndevele.
Niyakuluma kakhulu.
Mavuta pano njani?
Niyakuluma.
Niyaphila kunjani Gift?
Niyaphila mkhulu, akusitele ukuthi ukuhamba njani kula lapho ke kuma camps.
Ngapha eTokyo kuhambe kahle, namhla siyakwazi nje ukuthi yikho akade kusenziwa ukuthiwa yi-opening ceremony ukuqalisa umdlalo. Umdlalo lo weTokyo singathi thina abawenziwe lapha yizimanga umceciso wangkhona okuqala umdlalo. bebeqeqisa betshengisa i-culture yama-Japanese. Njalo ngibona ukucecisa kwabo futhi bathengise ama-values awaye ama-Olympic values. Kunjalo nje ngiyabona ukuthi abantu abaningi bakuthakazelele okwenzakele namuhla. Ngoba singabona ukuthi COVID yinto esiyindawo yonke. Njalo isendawo yonke, thina ngabantu siyayala ukuthi kube lento esingathi thina iyesenza sehluleke ukwenza sikukwanisane. So ngiyabona kwami ngokuthi ukuqalisa ama-Olympics lokhu, ama-athletes laba kade betraina iminyaka yonke leyo bazathola isikhathi sokuthi benzeni, bathengisa abalabo. Njalo abethu laba esibuye labo engikhulumileyo ngathi bahlanu, silo Peter Pascal Gilpin, lo Donata. Ngabantu nje esibabona ukuthi basele miyaka yokuthi bazakwanisa ukuthi bamelele iZimbabwe kumanye ama-Olympics azabuye. Kube njalo futhi kube lo Nkoni Magusha, kulo Nkoni Magusha omunye wakudala abantu kasuye lo ngomunye ogijima la i-100. Bese kusiba lo Scott Vincent owenza i-golf, lo Peter Pascal oyabe esenza la i-swimming. So yibo abadlali bethu abahlanu abazamelela iZimbabwe. Sizabe sibakhuthaza ukuthi beyenza kwakukwanisayo and siyabathemba ukuthi bazamelele ilizwe leZimbabwe oqinileyo. So ngiyamuntu engabo utho ukuthi okwenzakele namhla.
Yes, ngathi kuya phambili ubona ngazane-ke kuyaphumani khonapho-ke xa sikhangela abadlali bonke laba. Kukhanya ngazane sibili bazimisele.
Ba-prepared, I think to ngathi mina ba-prepared, obviously, nxa sithi abantu akufanananga uku-prepare okwabe besenzakala iminyaka yama-Olympics la adlulileyo. Ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi wonke amazwe abantu bebesenxa bengakwanisi ukuthi bathole isikhathi sokuthi ba-traine bangekwanisi ukuthi balungisele. But wonke amazwe kuyade kulama-lockdown akade esenzakala. So labo bazamile ngethuba abakitholileyo ukuthi balungisele. Kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi basibo bodwa kade be-affectwa yilokho. Abantu bonke amazwe sonke avela kumazwe athiyeneyo bebe labo bahambe okufana naye. So ngokuthi lungiselela nxa sikhuluma labo batshengisa ukuthi sibili bazamile ngesikhathi abasitholileyo. So siyabesiyabemelele sibakhangelele ukuthi labo bazazama abakokwanisayo.
Ye, khuluma kokugcina-ke labantu beZimbabwe ubathembisa ukuthi kambe kuyayenzakalani.
Engingabathembisa mina ukuthi abadlali laba bazamelela ilizwe leZimbabwe ukuzacacisa. Njalo sibakhangelela ukuthi abantu abangapheleli lapha bazakhangela phambili kuma-Olympics abuyayo, ne-Paris ebuya in 3 years time ngo-2024, sebe ne-USA 2028. Thina njenge-Olympic Committee sesikhangele phambili ukuthi lokhu kungabi ukuthi xa singatholanga esikuleyo esikhangeleleyo singalahlimbeleyo, but sikhangelele phambili ngoba sesilolungiselelo oluzenza ukuthi ithimu yethu ka-Paris izaba idlula isayizi yethimu le. Ngineqiniso ukuthi kuzakwenzakala lokho.
Baba uGonya, siyabonga kakhulu ungathina nokusasa ntomdala safihloko sikudinga.
Mr. Gonye, maybe just tell us, where can people follow what's going on there at the Olympics for Zimbabwe? If you can give us your page or your Twitter, where can people follow the action? Because we know, obviously, there are more people in the crowd.
Yes, they can follow through, I think, our website at Zoc. We've got a website, teamzim.com on Zoc. And also, I think it's just that I don't have this offhand, but the team here to umuntu omnika onika ama reports that are going to be bambambe ngoyoshek the mission wethu ngoyohlala the team a village mina nganikwe a village kwathi ngikhangela ukuthi abafuna ukuthi bathole imbiko ephuma kuma athletes umuntu labo ngu Mr. Ndlovu CBM ohlala lama athletes.
Tinotenda chaizvo Mr. Gonye. Tanzwa muri kuti pana Mr. Ndlovu ari kugara nemaathletes saka tichange tiri kuvabata. Asi tinokutendai chaizvo kunge manga muri pano. Tinoziva kuti kuJapan, what time is it there in Japan right now?
It's the early in the morning. It's just after 2.
2 a.m.?
2 a.m., yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for giving us your time. And just for Team Zimbabwe, what's the motto there? What's keeping you going as Team Zimbabwe?
I think what is keeping us is really looking at that, people have gone through very, very difficult times, and what is keeping our team going is really knowing that we have a nation behind us. We have a nation riding behind us to just cheer our nation and to also cheer the humankind through this COVID. So that's what really I believe our team is standing for.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gonye.
Thank you so much, Margaret. Thank you, Gift. Have a good morning.
Yeah, thank you so much. Sibonge kakhulu ubaba Gonye. Sabe sikudinga ke ngesikhathi sibuyayo. So we've got Donata Katai, you know, and her coach, who actually spoke with the Associated Press. Let's hear what she said about, you know, the game and all those kind of things.
Well, I started swimming when I was 6 because we had like an infant swimming gala at the school I was at. I think the first record I broke when I was 8 at the Les Brown pool was probably the most memorable one for me.
Which one was that?
33 yards butterfly.
Mm.
Yeah, because obviously that's when I started, when I kind of realized that I was, you know, good at swimming. So I think swimming in Zimbabwe, you know, there's a lot of people of color that take part in the sport.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of become normal for me. I feel like we swim in some very different environments,
mm-hmm.
you know, because in America, obviously, there's not many people of color that swim.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in Zimbabwe, I'd say the majority of people who swim at the moment are people of color. So I guess her story would be very different from mine in that, in that, like, place.
Because, yeah.
Because I wouldn't say I'm part of a minority group in Zimbabwe, because obviously there's lots of people of color that swim Zimbabwe. I remember the London games and the Rio ones, but before that I think I was a bit too young.
Yeah. What about Kirsty? I mean, what do you know about her career, about her swimming career?
Well, obviously she's one of a kind. She is the most decorated African Olympian. You know, she swam many races and she did really, really well, got multiple gold medals.
Each child is an individual, and yes, she does the same stroke as Kirsty, and she's happened to be broken Kirsty's couple of records, but yeah, each child's an individual, and I certainly am not comparing her to Kirsty. You know, I think who knows, when she goes to university, she may well change strokes altogether. In America, they pull people onto the team according to what stroke they need, and she's got a very good butterfly as well. At the South Africa Junior Champs, she's won several medals in both backstroke and butterfly. So it may be a change of stroke altogether.
Yeah. What do you think she should be targeting in the Olympics?
Just to get a PB, or as close to her PB as possible. I'm not sure she'll do a PB even, but we want her to get as close as possible. As I say, the preparation has just been very, very difficult, and I've been playing around trying to make the best of it and trying to get the best out of her, but it hasn't been ideal. I'm not making excuses.
Yeah,
she's
going
in the best condition she could be at this stage, and yes, she will give it her all.
So that is Donata's coach, and the name of the coach is Kathy Loeb. So she's saying, well, they tried to prepare for the games under very difficult circumstances. And here she's talking about COVID-19. So I think we've come to the end of the show today. We thank our guest this evening, Mr. Thabani Gonye of the Zimbabwe Olympic Committee. He's the president of the Zimbabwe Olympics Committee. So now we also thank all those people that featured in our show today, including Elijah Nkala, Donata Kadai, and, you know, Andrew in London, and everybody else. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, saying good night, Zimbabwe.
I would like to thank Mr. Thabani Gonye, the president of the Zimbabwe Olympic Committee, for really literally getting out of bed and taking my call to be on this program and to give us, you know, a sneak look into how the opening ceremony was and what Team Zimbabwe can expect at the Olympics. Thank you very much, Mr. Thabani Gonye, and everybody else who graced this program. I'm Marvelous Mfanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., due to the COVID-19 pandemic, saying have a very great weekend.
Good night.